You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Chris Rock, welcome to the Daily Social Distancing Show.
Yes.
Good to have you here. I feel like it's you are a human being who has, after Tambourine, your special, Tambourine felt like it was a turning point in your life. And I feel like you have been on a journey of like just creating like the renaissance of Chris Rock, you know? like Tambourine was a point where you talked about family and your marriage and what happened after that. And you've been really open about going to therapy and changing your life and changing your mind. Now you're in Fargo, you know, in a role that I don't think any of us would ever dreamed of seeing you. Have you ever even played a villain before?
I did one episode of Empire. And I did this movie Nurse Betty years ago with Morgan Freeman. It was a little movie where we were kind of hitmen. But, you know, this is like a series, so you got to be a villain for 10 weeks. So yeah, it's real easy to be exposed in this realm. But, you know, I'm an old black man. I got anger. I summon it.
Your performance is electric. Your vibe is different. You're playing a villain who also, like, I mean, we like at the same time. I guess we like the essence of the character. We almost go like, well, this is the life of crime that he was thrust into, and he just lives it.
Yeah, it was, you know, black man, 1950. So it's like his choices weren't vast. You know what I mean? So you root for him because they're like, wow, this guy actually created a comfortable life for himself and his family. I mean, he's got the flaws of every criminal. Every criminal thinks they're smarter than they think they are. You know what I mean? They're smarter than you think they are, but they're not as smart as they think they are. And, you know, we'll see what happens to him. But, you know, if you watched enough Fargo, you know where this is going.
I also like the premise. I feel like just one part of the story, I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't watched, but one of my favorite parts is how you have to raise each other's children as just like a measure of keeping the peace, which I think could actually be a fantastic thing to do in America. Like maybe that's the solution to how Americans care about each other. You swap kids in the country, you know, Republicans and Democrats, swap your babies at birth.
I'll take some MAGA kids. Yeah, I would love to. I don't know if my kids want to leave, their posh living conditions, but yeah, I'll take a couple of MAGA kids.
What do you make of everything that's going on in the country? Is this now the craziest now, or does it just feel like it because we're living now?
Is it the craziest? It's ultimately like, what's going to be the ask? Okay, we're rioting and we're shutting down cities and we have all the attention of the whole world. Like, we were like, oh, this is going to change everything. But
yeah,
what are we really asking for? Are we asking for things that the powers that be will have to make real renovations to happen? Because we were here in the 60s, but the ask was actually not that great. Like, oh, we're asking to sit at a lunch counter with you. That's not really a big, that doesn't really require anything from the powers that be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Taking down colored signs. I mean, so, you know, you had a situation whatever years ago. It's Martin Luther King, it's Andrew Young, it's Abernathy, it's all these guys. And they have an audience with the richest government in the history of the world. And they didn't ask for any money. They didn't ask for, like, they didn't ask for anything that couldn't have been done with the snap of a finger.
It feels, yeah, but like, I feel like the money could have, would have been easier when, because when you think about that lunch counter and you think about, think of it this way, like as comedians, right? When we're at the Comedy Cellar, one of those places, and you're at the comedy table, for somebody to sit at the comedy table when they're not a comedian is quite an ask. You know, if an audience member was like, yo, can I sit at this table? We'd be like, I don't think that that is humanly possible, but we would be willing to give you $100.
That's an audience member. They don't belong at the table.
But that's how they felt about black people in America at the time.
Yeah, but you're talking about how they, who gives a f*** how they felt? How do we feel about ourselves?
Interesting.
If we felt about ourselves as equals, we would have said, f*** your lunch counter. Like, do you really give a f*** about a lunch counter? I would rather, if you told me we had equal education but had to sit at separate lunch counters, like, okay, cool. If you said we had equal access to capital,
interesting,
money to have businesses, but we had to sit at separate lunch counters, like, okay. Like, who gives a, I don't give a f- about sitting with white people. I care about opportunity for my children. Can my kids go to school easily and get the same education as a white man? Can my kids, you know, if my kids wanted to start a business, do they have that opportunity? All this other shit is cosmetic. It's just clothes, dude. So now, what's the ask?
Well, that's a good question, because I mean, like, now it feels like the ask has become a lot more than just a lunch counter. Now the ask has been like, let's look at your board of directors. Let's look at the people you hire. Let's look at the police. Let's look at, you know what I mean? It feels like the ask, this is a different ask in 2020.
With the mindset that we're equal. That, you know, they're not only equal, shit, we had to live at the bottom. We're kind of just, there's parts of us that are superior because we've had to live underwater damn near. So we can hold our breath longer than you. But that's the real deal. This other wanting to be a part of something is bullshit. You know, Jackie Robinson got to play baseball. Oh, that's a great thing. Nah, them motherfuckers got to play with him. That's what I'm trying to say. They got to play with him. And you realize when Jackie Robinson got to play baseball, it destroyed the Negro Leagues. Some of the only black businessmen that were making real capital at the time.
Right. I hear what you say. It's equity at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's like...
It's having a stake in your own future.
Having a real stake in your own future. I mean, yeah, the scribes of the civil rights movement were great, but don't get them confused with, like, real things. The things we got were, you know, we deserved.
Right. It's not a gift, and it's not a privilege.
Yeah, it's not a privilege to be treated humanely. You know what I mean? When you release a hostage, it's not like, they don't have a party. They're just like, oh, good. Like, oh, I'm glad that shit's over.
Right.
So, you know? And that's, you know, black people would be like basically hostages in our own land. Yeah, look at us. Woo-hoo. Chris Rock and Trevor Noah patching it out. Breaking it down.
I feel like in some ways, the journey America has been on now is not dissimilar to the journey you've been on over the past, maybe let's say year and a half, where it's been an extreme journey of introspection and also self-work. I mean, maybe Chris Rock's journey has paid off sooner. You were doing what, like 9-11 hours of therapy a day?
I'm doing about 7 a week right now. Yeah.
Explain to me how you even do that. Like, what is the are you trying to finish yourself? You're trying to finish a video game. What are you doing?
I do 2 shrinks. I do a group, and I do a learning specialist. So that's 4 people. And yeah, I do it like, put it this way, if I was working on my body, that's not a long time.
Right.
And I'm sure The Rock does that just on, you know, just on leg day. You know what I mean? Just on his legs. So I have the resources and, you know, I noticed certain patterns in my life that I was tired of repeating.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, man, I'm just exploring a lot of things. I'm doing ayahuasca Friday night with a shaman and the whole thing. I'm like doing deep. I'm diving deep, Trevor Noah.
I'm excited for you. I'm happy for you as a human being, as a friend, as a fan. Yeah, I'm excited to see what the next chapter is going to be like.
I'm excited to see what you're going to do. And are you covering this all the way to election day? Like
covering it all the way, sir.
Oh man, I can't wait. I don't know what's going to happen.
Right?
I don't know. Neither outcome would shock me.
Yep.
Neither outcome would shock me. But I'm hoping for change. So, you know.
I'm
with Mr. Biden. So, yeah, I said it. Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in celebrity endorsements anyway. I don't believe. I mean, I do them, but it's not like I don't think anybody's like, I was thinking about voting for Trump till Chris Rock said that. Only one person is like, hey, man, I was just getting ready to write in Trump, but I remembered how much I like Pootie Tang. And I said,
Chris Rock, thank you for taking the time, my friend. Look after yourself.
Take care.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.